You're listening to Todd Bookspan's Real Talk on Intelligent Talk 960, The Patriot. Now, live in studio, your host, local real estate expert, Todd Bookspan.
Welcome to Real Talk, the show that's about you. It's about rebuilding Arizona's housing and credit markets one family at a time. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy Saturday to learn a little bit more about what's going on. I'm really, really excited for today's show. I think you are going to learn something new about something that's, I think, really important to all of us. So give you that little teaser. But real quick, I got to give an interest rate update. It's kind of boring. My NMLS ID is 218341, and the only reason I'm giving an interest rate update, besides the fact that I do it every week, is because this week was really, really, really ugly in the interest rate market. On Wednesday, Mr. Bernanke spoke and kind of depressed the market. You saw that, over 500 points over a couple days of the Dow and the stock market. But more importantly, one of the worst days I've seen in a long time in interest rates. Interest rates went up 0.3% on the 30-year fixed in a matter of a couple of hours. And so that just tells you, we all know that the Fed is powerful, but they're really powerful. So according to Freddie Mac last week, interest rates ended up at 3.93% with 0.8 in points in fees. Again, the fee part is creeping up because as rates start approaching 4%, people get emotional and they make emotional decisions, sometimes over financial decisions, and pay more money to get a lower rate, because certainly we'll all sleep better with a rate that has a 3 in front of it. But the bottom line is that you'll see next week rates will be solidly in the 4s, and you know, people aren't going to be happy. The 15-year ended up at 3.04% with 0.7 in points in fees. And again, remember, those are rates. That's what you hear when you listen to the radio, because people are quoting Freddie Mac, because Freddie Mac is definitely a great source. They're the ones that actually buy the mortgages versus a lot of the online banks that kind of post rates that they may or may not be able to deliver to you. Typically, the may not be able to deliver you to part. But bottom line is that rates are higher. You know, don't lose any sleep. A rate in the 4s is still a great rate, but I always want to make sure I keep you guys up to date. That's what you guys are counting on us to do. And but don't be alarmed. There's no reason to lose any sleep over it. You know, we're still historically low, just not quite as historically low as we were last year. And, you know, I don't think it's going to really do much to the housing market. I read a bunch of articles on what all the economists were saying about the housing market, and it was really boring. And since I've got such a great show lined up, we're not really going to talk about it, but you can always give us a call on the off-air number. We can answer any of those questions. That number is 866-250-5252. Again, 866-250-5252. Anything real estate, finance, you name it, we're happy to talk about it. I put everyone to sleep in the studio. It's kind of embarrassing, but I'm really excited, like I said, for today's show, because we're really going to be talking to all of you. And it may not be about you personally, but it actually is if you think about it. And it may not be about you personally, but it's probably about someone that you know and care about. And I guess I won't even say any more about that. I just want to introduce – I actually have a whole team of people here, but I'm only going to be talking to one right now. Everyone else is sitting quietly watching. It's a good-looking group. But I've got Jessica Morrell. She is I have all sorts of different titles for Jessica, but I'm going to start off with that she is the owner of the Tri-Freedom Real Estate Partners. And, oh, look, that looks good. Look, check this out. See how we are prepared. Welcome, Jessica and team of Tri-Freedom Partners.
Thank you for having us, Todd.
Well, my pleasure. And the reason I'm really excited is because we're also here to talk not only about you and your real estate team and your knowledge of the market, but we're also here to talk about VA Rep, which is a new veterans organization that's come into town to help our veterans.
That's right. Yep, and that's what I really wanted to make sure that we're getting the word out about. VA Rep is a nonprofit community service organization, and what we're here to do is to increase sustainable home ownership and economic development for the active military and veteran community.
Well, I think that's awesome. So the reason I said this show is about you, it is because, you know, bottom line is we're all here because of what our veterans do for us, and I always give out thanks on the show. I love it when we have veterans on, and we've got a couple here in the studio, so thank you guys for your service.
You're welcome.
But, you know, more importantly, we haven't really had someone who gets the veteran like you and your team get the veteran, who is doing as much for what the veteran needs and really helping the veterans understand home ownership.
Right. You know, for me, I always think back to my first home purchase. I was 19 years old. I had just come back from a peacekeeping mission in Bosnia. And someone said, hey, you should go buy a house using your VA loan. I had no idea what that meant. I had no idea how to start the process to make that purchase. And contacted a real estate agent who had helped my parents buy their home. And thankfully, she guided me on a really great path and put me in contact with a loan officer that was able to assist me in the purchase of the home. And even though everything turned out just fine with being able to purchase my first home, I just recall feeling completely clueless as to what just happened, loss of power in a sense, because I was just signing but not really knowing what I was signing for. And so for me, being a military veteran myself and now in the real estate profession, it's really important for me to make sure that I'm taking additional steps to make sure that our veteran and military community are very educated along the way so that they feel empowered during this entire process.
Well, I think that's so awesome. And, you know, as you're listening, if you're not a veteran yourself, you know someone who is. And so what I really like about VA Rep is the fact that education is going to be part of the platform, really helping veterans understand what it is so that they don't feel like they're just going through the motions and signing paper. And it's an overwhelming process, right? We walk homeowners through this all the time, and whether someone's buying their first home or their, you know, 11th home, it's still a crazy process because it changes every day. And, you know, one of the things I always tell my clients is, you know, I do this every day. So for me, it's nothing out of the ordinary. But for them, you know, we know it's not something that they do every day. We knew it's something that they're not comfortable doing and probably don't have, you know, any understanding of. And so I love the fact that you guys are taking the time to make it understandable and educated.
Sure. Well, you know, we always remember, too, especially our active duty folks that have spent, you know, 8-10 years serving active duty, every time they get to their next duty station, they just get to go into the housing department, grab a set of keys, and a lot of times they're just told, okay, this is where you're going to live. So it's as easy as that for them. And when they come back into the civilian world, it's not quite that simple. As much as I wish it was, it's not quite that simple. So, you know, making sure that they understand the entire process is really what's key for us.
So tell me a little bit, how'd you find the organization? Because, you know, I'm familiar with some military organizations with regards to, you know, housing and finance, but VA Rep is one I hadn't heard of till we had met and talked about it.
Sure. I was actually at an REO conference last year, and VA Rep had a booth there at the conference, and it naturally caught my attention. So I went over and was speaking to the founder of VA Rep, Son, and just getting a real good idea of what they were in the middle of creating, and they were in their early stages of getting it as a nonprofit. And so we just stayed connected. He asked me to sit on the national board. And so all of last year, we spent a great amount of time with other amazing agents around the United States creating our bylaws and really, really fine-tuning what it was that we were here to do. And then this year, I was asked to be the state director. And now we are preparing to launch our first local chapter here in Phoenix.
And there's a meeting coming up next week?
There is, yes. We've been working really hard for next Thursday, June 27th at 9:30 at the Burton Barr Library. We'll be hosting the chapter orientation, and Son will be flying in from California and presenting on what it is that VA Rep is about and what we're here to do. And we're also going to be actively looking for high-speed individuals who want to be a part of this movement here in the Valley. And looking for to fill a local board here as well.
So who should show up to this meeting? Is this for real estate agents, lenders, industry folks? Is it for consumers? Who do you guys want to see out there in full power?
Well, really, any individual, regardless if they've served or not, as well as any organizations that believe the American dream should be realized by all. So we're talking to lenders, we're talking to title, we're talking to home inspectors, real estate agents, family housing communities here in the Valley. I've been doing a lot of communication with some of the homeless shelters that support our veterans in the community, and just really connecting with different veteran organizations that are interested and passionate about the same kind of ideas.
If you just join us, I'm Todd Bookspan. You're listening to Real Talk. That's Jessica Morrell. She is the owner of the Tri-Freedom Real Estate Partners and what's your official title, the Arizona Director?
I am the State Director
VA
Rep.
For VA Rep. I'd love to get you in touch with Jessica or her team to learn about real estate or VA Rep. Give me a call on our off-air number, 866-252-52. Again, 866-252-52. Or you can learn more about Jessica at trifreedomrealestate.com. I was like, wait, hold on. Make sure I get it all in there. I love what you said, high-speed individuals. So I was like, all right, I got to make sure that I'm not a slow-speed individual when I show up.
But we say high-speed, not low-drag. So
there
we're
go.
Looking for high-speed individuals. And the website is tryfreedom.com.
Try Freedom. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I had that on my notes here, but I was like, wait, I was looking over. All right, too many things going on at once. So it's I'm excited for the meeting on Thursday. I know that myself and my team will be there, and looking forward to learning more from Son and seeing you again. What do you think as far as the people listening? So they know someone who's involved in the military, was in the military, then they should let them know, but they can also go to varep.net.
Yep, they can go to varep, varep.net to learn more about what is going on in their local community. We have chapters that are being launched all around the United States right now, so it's not just here in Arizona. We've got three chapters that are in the California area, Colorado, Nevada, and we really want to make sure that we get in as many cities as possible around the United States. So if you've got a family member who's in the military, or you're active duty yourself, or a veteran and always wondered what your VA loan was all about, check out the website to really get some direction on how you can get started with learning more.
Well, I think that's perfect. I mean, one of the things, and, you know, just to kind of talk a quick loan basic, is the great part about a VA loan, there's many, but it's a no-down, no-mortgage insurance loan. And so it's one of those things where you've actually got the government doing something to give back to the veterans. And so what happens is there's a guarantee that the government puts behind the loan. And so as a veteran, you can come in, no money down, and get the loan. And then they do have what's called a funding fee. It goes on top of the loan, but it's not a cash-out-of-pocket loan. So it's a great way for a veteran who's coming back to get into a house with little or no money down. And it's, you know, it's a loan that we love to do. I always say that, you know, you said you had a loan officer who actually walked you through the process. And it's an interesting process because a VA loan has some quirks to it, nothing that you can't overcome if you know what you're doing. But it's so often that we rescue a lot of loans at our company, and VA is our number one loan that we rescue because people don't understand typically how to do it. So I think it's one of those things where, if you're a veteran, you want to make sure you ask your real estate professional if they understand what's important to you, if they understand when they're writing your offer what they need to ask for in a VA loan, because it's a little bit different with different non-allowable fees and whatnot. So I'd love to put you in touch with Jessica Morrell with Tri-Freedom Real Estate Partners. Give me a call on our offer number, 866-250-252. Again, 866-250-252. And you can learn more about her at tryfreedom.com. Again, that's tryfreedom.com. And learn more about VA Rep at varep.net. And we'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Todd Bookspan's Real Talk on Intelligent Talk 960, The Patriot. Now, live in studio, your host, local real estate expert, Todd Bookspan.
Welcome back to Real Talk, the show that's about you. It's about rebuilding Arizona's housing and credit markets one family at a time. And not only are we rebuilding your housing and credit market today, we're rebuilding it for all the veterans out there who served. I'm really excited. Hopefully you aren't just joining us, but if you are, I'm joined in studio today by Jessica Morrell. She is the owner of the Tri-Freedom Real Estate Partner team at Keller Williams. I didn't throw that out there before the KW part. Welcome back, Jessica.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that we weren't recording the break because we really had a great sing-along here in the studio. But, you know, it is it's a pleasure to have you all here. I've also got Matisha, Michael, and Rich, all from the team here as well, sitting along quietly coaching us to make sure that we stay on track, which is always always appreciated. I also need to say happy belated birthday to my daughter, Giselle. Many of you who listen to the show regularly know that Giselle is a semi-infrequent guest, but my most popular guest, sorry, nothing against what we've talked about
today.
Everyone likes Giselle best when she's on, but Giselle turned 11 yesterday, so it was an exciting day in our household. But enough about that. You know, we talked a lot about a few things, and I want to make sure that we touch on a few, and then we kind of talk about some new stuff. So VA Rep is a new organization. You're the state director, and you guys have a meeting coming up this Thursday at Burton Bar Library at 9:30 a.m., and that is for who?
Well, that initial orientation is for anybody in the community that's involved in real estate, whether it's on the real estate side, the lending side, title, who is interested in understanding and working with our veteran and military community. You don't have to be prior service. You don't have to have necessarily served, but you certainly just need to have a true desire to make sure that we're serving those who've served us.
So if you're a high-speed individual.
If you are a high-speed individual, I really would love to see you at our chapter orientation. We have some key local positions that we'll need to fill in order for us to really get VA rep up and running here in the Phoenix area. So if you are high-speed, low-drag, please join us and make sure that you're stopping by to introduce yourself and let us know that you're interested in taking a very active part in our local chapter.
And you can always learn more by visiting Jessica's website, tryfreedom.com, where you can learn about not just the real estate market, but you guys have a link to VA rep there, which I think is terrific. And so by day, you're on a real estate team.
Correct.
And the real estate market in Maricopa County has heated up.
It sure is. It's pretty hot right now, and we're really having a great time helping so many of our buyers and sellers. A lot of our business, specifically in the last few months, has come from clients who are wanting to take advantage of just what's happening in our market right now. So we're helping a lot of families sell their homes and move into other homes around the valley. And that's really been an exciting part of this year. I think it's still, even though we're short on inventory and everybody knows that there's still a lot of buyers out there looking, it's still a great time to be both a buyer and a seller, in my opinion.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, we started the show 2.5 years ago because even though our market was doing well, not as well as it is now, but it was doing pretty well 2.5 years ago, but the media just kept talking about how terrible things were. And, you know, they always like to talk about the bad, but now they're actually catching on that we have a good market. But I talk to some buyers who are now scared of the market because
sure.
They think, oh, my gosh, I won't be able to find a house because there's not a lot of inventory. You know, how do you coach a buyer through, you know, that you're getting ready to take them out and, you know, they thought they were going to look at 20 houses. Instead, you're going to show them 3 or 4.
Right. Well, for us, it always comes down to the initial buyer consultation that we hold in our office. I think that's probably one of the most critical parts of the process when helping our buyers is really just making sure that they're very aware of the reality of the market. And one of the things that we always say in our buyer's consultation is that, you know, in a sense, we're going to battle. And really, you know, what's really important for you to understand is you've got a whole team behind you that's ready to go for you. We're very aggressive when we're writing our offers. We're very knowledgeable about the loan programs that are out there, especially with our VA loans. We know how to write an offer that's appealing to a seller. A lot of times we attach personal letters so that the seller can understand who is making this offer on the home. And we really just connect with the listing agent and really make sure they understand that we've got qualified buyers and give us a chance in getting in on this property. And we've had great success taking that approach. And so it's a lot of education for our clients and making sure that they are aware, explaining to them that it's going to be an emotional roller coaster at times, but we're here and we're not going to leave and we're going to be with you every step of the way. And so just getting them prepared for that mentality seems to have really helped us ease on frustration or disappointment. And, you know, the market is short on inventory. We all know that. But somebody gets picked for an offer that gets submitted.
Well, and I think, you know, you said there's a ton of gems there. So if you're listening, that's different, right? I mean, first off is you're bringing clients into the office for a buyer consultation.
Oh, absolutely. Every time.
And, you know, I think that's really important because I think that a lot of times as a buyer, people see a house on the internet. They call a realtor and they just want to meet them at the house,
right.
And they really haven't thought through what it is they're looking for. They don't really know even if that house is going to be a house that is, you know, possibly, you know, in the realm of what they need, what they want, what they can afford. And so I think that consultation is pretty important. And I think the other key is really you guys are strategic. You have to be strategic when you're writing an offer. The fact that you're taking the time to walk your clients through a process and then helping them figure out how to write the best offer and how to get it accepted. And I love the fact that you're telling story because in the end, I was at a meeting this week where there was agents talking about their frustration with getting offers accepted in this market, and I loved it because somebody raised their hand and said, you know what, our number one loan that we want is a VA loan, and everyone looked at him like, holy smokes, this guy's crazy, but he said, no, you know what, we know that that's a veteran who wants to get in the house, and my clients, that's important to them, and I love that.
Yeah, you know, and you know, the tagline for our team is to create a peace of mind experience, and so everything that we do on Tri Freedom is to create that peace of mind for the client, and whether it's, you know, educating them, whether it's answering our phone when they call us, whether it's you know, directing them to, you know, vendors that we trust. It's all a part of the process for us. And really our ultimate goal is to get to the finish line and know that we've created a peace of mind experience for them.
Well, and I think that that's the key. So, I mean, think about that as you're listening. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home and you're a little bit nervous, you know, let's get you in touch with Jessica and her team over at TryFreedom.com. Give me a call on our off-air number, 866-250-252. Again, 866-250-252. I'd love to put you in touch with the team. And, you know, as we kind of roll out of this segment into the next, my condolences go out to the Bernard family. Mick, our credit strategist, who's always on our third segment, is up in the Bay Area with his mother. Unfortunately, his father passed away last week, so our thoughts and prayers go out to Mick and his family. But we will be talking a little bit about credit in the next segment. You know, I'll never do as great of a job as Mick does, but Jessica doesn't know yet, but I'm going to drag her in, and we're going to talk a little bit about credit, really credit fraud, and really what, as a military veteran, you may need to know. That's going to apply to all of you that are out there. I'd certainly love to see any of you who are interested in supporting VA Rep down at their meeting next Thursday, 9:30 a.m. at Burton Bar Library.
Yeah, we'll be on the fourth floor.
On the fourth floor, and you know, definitely show up there. You can go to tryfreedom.com, Jessica Morrell's team website. You can learn more about their team as well as have a link to VA Rep and learn a little more about their organization. I would love to get some more support in our community for this organization. I think it's going to be a great opportunity within our market to continue to educate and support the veteran community. Additionally, I want to make sure that you give us a call if we can get you in touch with Jessica and her team if you're looking to buy or sell a home. That number again is 866-250-252. Again, 866-250-252. Also, you can learn more about them at tryfreedom.com. You're listening to Todd Bookspan's Real Talk. We're here every Saturday from 2-3 p.m. on AM 963, The Patriot. More appropriate than ever today with the Tri-Freedom Real Estate Group in the office. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Todd Bookspan's Real Talk on Intelligent Talk 960, The Patriot. Now, live in studio, your host, local real estate expert, Todd Bookspan.
Welcome back to Real Talk, the show that's about you. It's about rebuilding Arizona's housing and credit markets one family at a time. As you know, third segment is all about your credit. And, again, my condolences go out to the Bernard family. Normally, Mick Bernard, who's our FICO certified strategist on the Bookspan Baker team at Cobalt Mortgage, is here to talk us through this segment. But, unfortunately, due to a death in the family, you've got me. And, you know, it's an interesting segment. I mean, the credit is such an important thing. And we're spending a lot of time today because I've got Jessica Morrell with the Tri-Region Real Estate Partners here in studio, who's a veteran herself. And it's really important because it's amazing to me how many of our veterans come back from active military duty and have credit issues because of credit fraud, identity theft while they were gone, or you know, they forwarded their mail somewhere and it didn't get forwarded right, and there's some, you know, credit glitch that's not their fault that we have to jump through some hoops in order to get them their VA loan.
Right, and oftentimes when they're overseas, I mean, technology is not always the greatest, and so the luxuries we take for granted here at home where you can just hop online and pay a bill really quick oftentimes doesn't exist over there. So then bills become late, and those types of situations happen. A lot of times not because they want to miss their payment, but sometimes there's more important things that need to be taken care of.
Well, you know, we do a lot of VA loans, like I said, and we had a loan that we did. It was probably 3 years ago now, so it's been a little while. But, you know, we work with a lot of active military, and our client was actually in Afghanistan, and it was every time that we had a piece of paper that had to be signed, it was a day's journey back from where he was in the mountains to get to somewhere where he could actually sign the paperwork. It was incredible. And it was such a rewarding experience to get his family, because that was his number one concern was, you know, I spoke to him one time, that was it, via satellite phone. It was really, I mean, truly all he cared about was getting his wife and kids into a home that was theirs. The kids wanted, you know, they loved the idea of home ownership because the kids really wanted a room where they could paint their room, all the things that, that a lot of people take for granted. But, you know, I was so appreciative of what he was doing. And so it's always interesting to me and really frustrating when, you know, anybody out there has a credit struggle, but especially somebody who's serving our country. And it was interesting because, you know, as I was subbing for Mick, I was thinking, all right, what's interesting? You know, what haven't we really talked about? It was interesting, you know, there's so many credit scams out there right now, and it was it was interesting because as I was doing research on all these different credit scams, and thankfully Arizona is now only two in the country for identity theft. We used to be number one, and it seems like we're becoming number two of a lot of things, which is good, except for education, which we're, I think, you know, bottom from the two or something sad like that. But it's there's some interesting things out there that you guys need to be aware of when it comes to identity theft scams. I think the real key is be careful who you're giving your credit card number to, because as I went through all these different scams, they're called like the boiler room scam and the recovery room scam. You know, there's scams out there with people who are in, you know, buying fine wine online. That's one of the top 10 ways that people get scammed, is they think they're investing in wine online and giving their credit card number, tickets, you know, you name it, online dating. So just think through as you go to a website, you know, make sure you do a little bit of research. I think that's in the end the one and most important thing that you can do. You know, something pops up. You know, we all know, don't click on the link in your email that says your credit card has been, you know, defrauded, unless you really know it's from your credit card company. But, you know, I think it's common sense, but not so much according to all the research I'm doing. You know, as you're online, I don't care what it is that you're buying or doing, you know, make sure that you're looking at the site itself, the reputation of the seller, look at the web address, make sure you weren't redirected somewhere else, because I think that's the way to keep yourself out of credit trouble. And then if you have had any credit challenges, you know, I'd love to put you in touch with Mick Bernard in our office. He'll be back next week. 866-250-5252. Again, 866-250-5252. And we'll get you through there. We'll also get you in touch if we really need to for heavy lifting with credit strategies. Our credit partner can learn more about credit strategies at 911creditpro.com. Again, that's 911creditpro.com. But, you know, the bottom line is don't be scared of your credit. Credit is such an important part of our life, whether it's, you know, buying a home, getting a credit card, buying a car, your insurance, you name it, it's all really going to be revolving around your credit these days. Jobs, you know, you name it, they're pulling your credit. So let's get it fixed. You know what? Some of us have credit pass, and it's legitimate, but we can still work you through how to get it looking better going forward, because ultimately, as my wife always says, you are not your credit score. You know, it's just part of who you were at some point, and oftentimes not something that you did yourself. So, you know, definitely want to get you in touch with the credit team over at Credit Strategies. Give us a call on that offer number, 866-250-5252. Again, 866-250-5252. You know, bottom line is that credit is key. Let's get your credit back on track. After this break, we will be back with Jessica Morrell and her team here with Tri Freedom Real Estate Partners. You can learn more about trifreedom.com. We're going to be talking more about you veterans out there, really how we're going to continue with Jessica's help to educate you. She's the regional director of VA Rep. Catching on here. It takes me a little while. Again, this is Todd Bookspan's Real Talk. We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. on AM 960 The Patriot. Again, that off-air number is 866-250-5252. Again, 866-250-5252. Definitely looking forward to talking more after these messages.
You're listening to Todd Bookspan's Real Talk on Intelligent Talk 960, The Patriot. Now, live in studio, your host, local real estate expert, Todd Bookspan.
Welcome to the fourth and final segment of Real Talk. I'm your host, Todd Bookspan. Thank you for taking time out of your busy Saturday to learn a little more about Arizona's housing and credit markets. You know, this show's about you. It's about rebuilding those markets one family at a time. And, you know, we couldn't do it if we didn't have great professionals here in the Valley. And so I'm joined today by Jessica Morrell. She is the owner of Tri Freedom Real Estate Partners. Welcome back, Jessica.
Thank you.
You know, and we've been having a great sing-along on breaks. This has been probably a really fun show. But, you know, one of the things that we forgot to talk about is the fact that not only are you military, your husband is military, and you guys have four lovely children.
We do. We do. We've got four children. My husband and I actually met in Iraq. He was with the military police unit there, and I was busy sorting the mail in the post office, and that's how that all started.
You know, that's you know, I always love a military love story.
Nothing like love in the middle of war, right?
You know, it's that's good. That's good. You know, I think there's always got to be a silver lining to everything.
Well, we came back, and certainly your priorities certainly become very clear, especially after coming back from an experience like that. So for us, we knew we wanted a family, so four babies later, here we are.
Well, there we go. And I hope they're at home listening today.
They are. I've got Maricela, my oldest, Sophia, Olivia, and our baby boy, Rio.
There we go. See, so, you know, hello, family. Thanks for letting Mom spend part of her day with me here in the studio. You know, again, what we wanted to talk about today was really the veteran and home ownership for the veteran. One of the things that, if you're just joining us, you missed, you kind of talked about the experience that you guys provide. I love the fact you said that you create a peace of mind experience for your clients. And so I want to make sure that as we kind of go through this last segment that we don't really recap a few things that we talked about. You know, number one is you are the state director for VA Rep, and you can learn more about VA Rep at varep.net, or you can go to trifreedom.com, which is Jessica Morrell's team website, and learn more about the organization. First meeting is going to be this Thursday, 9:30 a.m. at Burton Barr Library, and it's for high-speed individuals who really want to be involved in the real estate market and really learn how to support and educate veterans. What did I forget?
That pretty much was all of it there. We're going to be doing a chapter orientation, just getting the word out about what VA Rep is here to do. VA Rep is really focusing on a five-point plan that's really going to drive how we handle things here in the Valley. We're going to be involved with community outreach, homeowner advocacy, professional membership, veteran job creation, and also creating affordable housing opportunities for our clients who go through the educational counseling services that VA Rep is here to provide.
Well, and I think that's awesome. We're excited to be there on Thursday as well and learn more about how we can be a benefit to the organization going forward. And, you know, I think it's so interesting as we talk about Arizona's market heating up, we talk about, you know, really how, you know, someone gets involved in the market. If you're a seller or someone who's thinking about moving up into a new home, you know, they seem to be kind of nervous about it right now, thinking, well, maybe I should wait because values are going up. I mean, how are you guys coaching clients who are looking at selling a home?
Well, for our clients that are needing to sell or curious about selling and what that means for them, it again starts with a listing consultation where we'll go to the home and sit down and speak with them about what their goals are. And depending on which direction they're needing to take, especially for our clients that are wanting to sell and then buy, we just really let them see that really to wait longer to allow values to rise also means that there's a great chance that the home that they're going to be buying is also going to be increasing. So really right now we find is really just an opportune time for them to sell and buy and just letting them see the numbers, you know, on how it all shakes out on what their net will be versus if they wait and increase but also have an increase on the purchase side. I mean, it really does wash out if you really look at all of the numbers.
See, that's music to my ears because I'm a numbers nerd. So
yeah.
And say, look at the numbers because in the end, the numbers don't lie.
Right.
Right. And numbers, you know, it's – I always say because – buying a home is an emotional experience, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a roof over your head. It's your family's future. But there's a financial side to it, and I always think that's the black and white part of it. But that's not how the decision is made. It's is made by the numbers, but it's also made by emotion. And so the numbers really help people get through it. And I think that it's really important that as you do that, you've got a team of folks who can educate you, coach you through that, make sure that you're making a great decision, a well-informed decision. And I'd love to get you in touch with Jessica Morrell and Tri-Freedom Real Estate Partners. You can give me a call on our off-air number, 866-250-252. Again, 866-250-252. Or learn more at trifreedom.com. Again, that's trifreedom.com. And that stands for you and your sisters, right?
Right. I actually came up with the name of Tri-Freedom. It stands for myself and my two sisters who are also military veterans. Liz, a Marine veteran, and Angel, an Army veteran who's still active duty. Liz and I actually were both in Iraq at the same time. She was in the northern region, and I was in the southern region. And then our baby sister, Angel, I'm sure she doesn't want me to say baby sister, but my baby sister, Angel, who was there several years after we were there. So, you know, for us, that experience was certainly one that none of us will ever forget, and it was important as I was coming up with a team name to make sure that, you know, I was honoring just the fact that for us it was so important to step up when we were called and something for us to leave to our children. I've got three young girls, and, you know, it's really important for them to see how proud we were to be able to serve our country.
Well, and thanks for that service. I think it's so awesome, and I should say, you know, your team is here all wearing camouflage, so I like it. You know, I knew right when I was walking up, I was like, all right, there's Rich, because I could see the camo in front of me. And, you know, I think it's, you know, it speaks really highly, I mean, again, of who you are, you know, your passion for what you do every day. And, you know, what, as you're listening and you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you know, what better group to get, you know, to get involved with. And, you know, I think it's an interesting time. I think it's such a great time to be in the real estate world. It's one of the things that, you know, my daughter was saying as she's getting ready to go off to college, is she said to me, you know, it's interesting how enthusiastic you are to go to work. She said that she's, you know, hears other people and their parents complaining about what they do for a living. And I love the fact that we're in the real estate world and that we're helping people, you know, every day, because it's, you know, so important why we do what we do. And it's, I feel really grateful for the fact that I get to do this. So going back to VA rep for a minute, I mean, talk through, why would someone want to join VA rep?
Well, VA rep is really for any individual, whether they've served or not, who is really just interested in making sure that we're serving those who have served us. And so, you know, there's a lot of different things that we plan to do here in the Valley to raise awareness, not only to the military and veteran community, but also to those in the real estate profession. Some sensitivity training that we want to make sure we're getting out to our partners in the real estate community. Oftentimes there's a hesitation or even a fear when a VA offer is presented to a seller, and we want to make sure that the listing agents understand how to explain this offer to their sellers so that it's shown in a positive light and not necessarily in, oh no, a VA offer, because that's such a disservice to our veterans who are wanting to use their benefits. And the VA loan is an exceptional loan program, and really just raising the awareness to our fellow real estate agents on what it is.
That's Jessica Morrell. She is the state director for VA rep. You can learn more about Jessica and the Tri-Freedom Real Estate Partners at trifreedom.com, or give me a call on our offer number, 866-250-252. Again, 866-250-252. You're listening to Todd Bookspan's Real Talk. We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. on AM 960, The Patriot, which is, of course, very appropriate today with Jessica and her team here in studio. You know, I think it's interesting you say the fear, right, that people have a fear of a VA loan, and it truly is our favorite loan that we do over at Cobalt Mortgage, because it's the best loan there is, right? It's the only,
sure.
You know, it's really the only true 100% no mortgage insurance loan that's out there, and it's really a, you know, I mean, such a minor payback, but it's something to give back to the veterans who've served. But you're right, people are scared of it in the real estate community, and without, you know, spending too much time talking about it, you know, what are a couple of the concerns that realtors have?
Well, I think one of the biggest concerns is this misconception that they take forever to close, which is not the case. I mean, the key here is, of course, partnering with a lender who understands how to do this loan program, because they're not any different than a regular FHA loan. The other misconception might be about appraisals being very difficult. I've heard that they believe that it's a bunch of grouchy old men at the VA that do these appraisals. You know, that's not the case either.
It used to be, but you're right, it's not the case anymore.
You know, and then also the non-allowables, which are costs that are associated with the loan itself that the buyer cannot pay for. And especially in a market where we don't see as much sellers contributing to closing costs, it may be presented to a seller in a way that doesn't seem positive for them. And that's really the part that we want to make sure that listing agents are understanding how this loan works, and also the options that are around that, especially if the buyer, or excuse me, the seller doesn't want to pay the non-allowables. How can we get around some of this?
Yeah, absolutely. As a lender, we typically pay those almost 100% of the time, because it's something that we want to do to give back.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's interesting, because I think that's why education is so important, is how do you get the community to understand, you know, how important this loan is for our veterans. And it was interesting, because one of the appraisers, I'm not allowed to talk to an appraiser anymore. It's illegal
right.
in our industry to do it, but I was talking to one of our realtor partners who prefers VA loans, and he said that recently a VA appraiser said, when he brought comps to show comparable sales to the appraiser at when they show up the houses, they said, well, I think we're covered. Our goal really is to get veterans into homes, and I love to hear that versus the old adage that they're grouchy old men. My first VA loan I did, and of course it was 13 years ago, but digital cameras were around, and everybody had one at the time, or most everyone did. And I remember that the appraisal took an extra day because he did glue the pictures on. He had picked them up from the photo place, you know, took him an extra day to wait for them. But that was only once, and, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I think that's totally turned around. I do think that, you know, maybe in the past that was the case. But the bottom line is part of the reason you need to learn more if you're in the real estate community about VA loans and about VA rep is because – This is an important loan. You need to understand it. And we want to get you out to the meeting on Thursday, 9:30 a.m. at Burton Bar Library, fourth floor. And for VA Rep, you can learn more about varep.net. And you can learn more about Jessica Morell and her team at trifreedom.com. Again, that's trifreedom.com. They're the Tri-Freedom Real Estate Partners. You're listening to Todd Bookspan's Real Talk. We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. on AM 960 The Patriot. If you can believe they just renewed me for another year. I don't know, Jeremy. That's awesome. I appreciate it, buddy. My super producer, Jeremy Siegel. Thanks, my friend.
Yeah, always happy to help.
There we go. That's good. I think it's only the only reason why is Jeremy likes me. I don't know.
I did. I put in an extra good word for you.
Yeah, that's okay. Although I just realized I forgot to bring you coffee today. Ouch. Sorry, man.
You know, I'm rethinking this whole thing now.
You know, I was just so excited to see Jessica and the team down there in their camo that I totally forgot. Man, now I feel really bad.
I'll take care of that, Jeremy.
I feel really bad. I only have one responsibility here at the radio station, and that's... All right, well, just don't pull the contract yet, okay?
All right, now we're still good. You're still on good terms.
All right, there we go. I'd love to put you in touch with Jessica and her team. Give me a call on our off-air number, 866-250-252. Again, 866-250-252. Or go to trifreedom.com. Again, that's trifreedom.com, and that's tri, T-R-I. You know, I think everyone can spell, but just in case they
can't. Just in case.
Just in case they can't. So, 2 minutes. Who else do you need to thank before we get off the air here today?
Sure. Well, I want to just take a moment to really thank my team. I mean, they Woo. Certainly, whoa, team, get some. I've got Michael, Rich, and Matisha, and together we truly do great things together. And I appreciate all of the support that they offer us and really believing in the vision of what we're all about here on Tri-Freedom. So thank you very much, team. And I just certainly want to give a shout-out to my coach, Steph Martini.
She's been on the show before.
Yeah, she certainly was helping me with my nervous jitters this morning at 6 o'clock this morning, coaching
Thanks,
me through
Steph.
That. Thank you, Steph. And, of course, my family. You know, I've got a supportive husband, an amazing sister-in-law who helps us with our four little ones, and just a lot of support around me. So I do all of this because I'm held up by a lot of folks. So just want to thank all of my family and friends for really just believing in what I do and continuously encouraging me to keep dreaming bigger, helping more, and doing more.
Oh, that was awesome. Well, thank you, Jessica and team, for all being here today. I know you all learned a lot about veterans, about VA Rep, about the Tri-Freedom team. Go visit them, trifreedom.com. Learn more. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let's support those who've supported us, who've given us our freedom. Thank you. Thank your family, everyone who served out there. Let's round this day up. I really think it was an awesome show. I know you learned a lot. I'd love to put you in touch with Jessica, 866-250-252. Again, 866-250-252, or go to trifreedom.com. And if you want to learn more about VA Rep, come on out on Thursday, 9:30 a.m. to the Burton Bar Library. We look forward to seeing you there.
To Todd Bookspan's Real Talk, brought to you by the Real Estate Radio Network. To learn more, visit realtalkarizona.com.